So I have learned my lesson because I haven't just started at Macy's, and my friend, who I'm going to talk about later, who you're going to listen to, who's going to help me, give me the vision for basically the future and some things that's happened. She was helping me on my walk with Christ, and she was like, I was finding it an issue. I was like, you know, I know God, rather, whether I know, you know, I was in church and I grew up in church. I went to church. I did speak in tongues at an early age and did all that, but I was like, I didn't know who God is. And so she helped kind of like bridge that gap and pray with me and talk to me, and I kind of like pushed me over between that and my mom, so to speak, because my mom had these books. Rather, I won't go too deep because I'm trying to make this the last part, but that's when I was asking God, like, who is he? What is he doing? Like, you know, what is he doing about me? Like, is there gotta be more to life, you know, basically. And so I started to try to go to church. He became my ex. He became more aggressive because of the fact that I would try to go to church, and I would, you know, try to listen to the word of God, and so to speak. And so he would rather me have sex with him than listen to a church sermon. And the whole time when he was on a church sermon, I mean, I was listening to a church sermon, he would be contradicting me, like, nah, I don't agree with that. Like, what is he saying? Like, what is he talking about? And I'm like, this is not about you, you know. I'm trying to learn basically solely for my purposes, you know. And then we're a couple and we're together. And at that point, I was just, like, fed up. I was beyond trying to get rid of him. And it just wasn't happening. And it was just, like, things would take place that just didn't matter. Okay, in the first place, the place where I said that we got our income taxes, and I'm gonna tell another part to that story too. The place where we got our income taxes, we had to walk up there to get the check, and it was a long stride, and we were, you know, talking about bills and et cetera, and that's what we were supposed to be spending on, and it just didn't happen in that case. So we ended up getting put out. And at first I thought about like saving us, because I was like, we can gather the money, we can somehow do this. And it just didn't happen like that. And I was happy about it towards the end, because I was like, I could finally get rid of him. Because what happened was, we got into an argument. And when we got into an argument, my children was in the bathroom. My daughter was in the bathroom. And I saw, don't quote me on this exactly, but I saw him push my daughter. And he turned around and got defensive and lied to me. And that was just like disrespectful. That was just like the no. You gotta go, like, we gonna fight, we gonna go to jail. You gotta go. And so I called the police. I told them.
They talked to the children. They talked to me separately. And then they talked to him.
He told the police that it was just a dispute, and that me and him were arguing, which was true. That was at first. And that the children got involved, and he thought that I saw him push my baby, okay? In which I was just like, no, I'm not stupid. Because after I put two and two together, I was like, it's a mystery on how she, my daughter particularly, kept coming up with bruises. And he would never say the truth. He would always say, like, well, I punished them and I put them in a corner. I told them to stand in the corner, and I had a chit chat with them. I talked to them. And my mother was telling me, she was like, he's not doing that. And she was basically telling me, like, after it all boiled down, like, he was doing something else, but they could never
here because he was in the room with them, and he would keep them locked in there and basically on punishment for the whole time. And so I told the police all of this, and they did nothing. They put him in jail for a 24-hour hold because they said that we needed a break, quote unquote. It was just a dispute. They didn't do nothing about my child, so to speak, because what he did was he went and looked my daughter in the eyes and was like, I didn't hit you, did I? I didn't do anything to you, did I? I just walked past you and I briefly pushed you by mistake. And so it was so many details onto that story, but fast forward, that was like the cake that took the pudding, because I was like, he can't stay in jail. And the fact that I didn't answer him while he was in jail should have told him the reason that I didn't want to be with him, and I voiced that like prior to it, but I just couldn't take it. So what he did was he came back, he smashed the 60-inch TV that we had just got. We could have sold it, paid rent. You know, we couldn't take care of our bills. I think we ended up taking the PS5 or the PS6 back. He smoked that. He put some of the money to the place that we moved, but the rest of it, he had smoked. And at the time, I was just ready. I was way past ready to call it quits. But what I was doing was literally like, anytime he asked to smoke, just to get him to be quiet, just to get him to leave me alone, I would just be like, yes, leave me alone, just so I find the answer, like, to get him gone. And so, at the time, I'm still learning, you know, about God, rather, and I'm growing. Spiritually, I'm still asking him questions, and I'm like, God, is this all the offer? Like, can you change my marriage? Because this is what the person that had told me, she was like, ask God to change him or move him. Or remove him, change him, or remove him. And basically, she was like, don't say it in a manner like, God, I need you to remove this person. But she was just like, pray first. And I didn't know how to pray. I was clueless as to how to pray. So I went and I had this book, and I was just like, God, I don't know. I need help. Because if this is not all that I got, you know, I can't just live with this, you know, basically, long story short. And it happened. So to fast forward, we moved several hotels because we had moved into an apartment. That's where we had got kicked out of when we had our income taxes. We had moved into, it was two apartments. We had left one and went to another. I think it was supposed to be cheaper, but it had more space for everybody because we had like a whole family, and we agreed upon paying bills, which was true, but he didn't keep a job. It was just tough. And so it was always excuses, but he would always find a way to smoke. That was always the burden that was there. That's why to this day I don't, it's just a lasting memory. I can't get with another guy, you know, that take my kindness for weakness. And though I did allow him, like I said, correct me if I'm wrong, but if a person or an individual, you can't get rid of them, police say they can't help you, they won't leave your premises, they won't let you, like, and it was always, he would try to talk his way out of a situation. It was just always some kind of issue, like, you know, you should be this and you should be that because I helped you and I did this and I did that, and you should have my back because we're married and you said that you would never leave, which was true. I said I would never leave. I said that. But worst instances, like I said, my daughter being pushed and other allegations that which later came out, which amount of truth, you know, being told to me, because my daughter being pushed, that was just like an extreme no-no. And so even that, because that was after the fact that I had had multiple conversations with him, like, don't put your hands on my children, don't whip them, don't do that. So he had stayed with us for a little bit longer, and it was like a couple more months. At that time, I was just like depressed, and I was just like, I think I even said them out of my mouth. I was like, I can't escape him, so I'm just gonna jump off. We was at the two-story balcony at a hotel, and I was like, I'm gonna kill myself. And a person, not to mention their name, because I'm pretty sure they didn't know how apparent serious I was, and they was like, just do it. And so I had to come to grips. Like, I think it was another part. I don't remember who it was that talked me down. Like, I went outside and I started crying, and I was just like unsatisfied with the fact that my life had become like it was, and I could not get rid of him. It was like he was everywhere. And not to disrespect him or put salt on his name, because he may or might not tell the truth, especially about the abuse, but I have other account witnesses of other people coming forth even after the fact telling me things that they witnessed, which I had no idea was happening, because like I said, I was at work 95% of the time. I was the breadwinner. I was the main source of making money in our marriage. And so, long story short, his mother, or his adopted parent, ended up getting sick, and I started to feel bad for him, because that was when I was trying to push him out like the most. I kept telling him, like, I don't want you, I don't want to be with you. And he would show up at my job, and he would get the kids out of school, and he'd be like, the kids don't want me to leave. They don't want me to leave. He would play against their emotions and get them to talk to me, even though my children were little. And he'd be like, and get them to start crying. And I'm like, oh, heck no, this is not. So I felt like I couldn't escape. I couldn't, there was no boundaries. I couldn't leave. And I was just like, if this was what a marriage is, I don't want it. I don't want it. I had been came to that point, but I was just like, God, get me out. Like, I don't want this. No excuses. So stay tuned for the next part.